Hello, beautiful friends. Today we are delving into the fascinating world of psychic abilities. So virtually everyone on the planet has the potential to access their psychic abilities of some kind. Psychic gifts aren't all about connecting with the dead or getting sudden hits of information about the woman sitting next to you at the bus stop. Simple intuition, instinct, and a sense of something being off, like when you walk into a room, are all examples of psychic abilities, and it's likely that you've experienced at least one of these things in normal everyday life. Yet the reason they're so hard to gauge is that these innate knowings or feelings seem to exist beyond the five senses we all know and love, which are sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. It's why being psychic is often referred to as having a sixth sense, which these are also known as the clairs that we're going to dive into. But today we're going to explore how you can tap into your intuitive gifts and harness the power of your psychic abilities. Today we have guest speaker Empathic Alex, and we're going to explore how you can tap into your intuitive gifts and harness the power of your psychic abilities. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
One of my favorite topics. As we did our post last week, we did a poll asking our audience what they wanted to hear. And this one was huge. Everybody wants to hear how they can tap into their gifts.
Because everybody has gifts.
Yes. I was going to say, let's start with that. We are all psychic, correct?
Correct.
Let's start off by going over the clairs different ways.
So first clair is clairvoyance. And clairvoyance is clear seeing. Okay. That just means you have images in your head. You sometimes can physically see colors on people, like auras, sparkling lights, which are angels, outlines of spirit. And some people do see full on spirit, like they see you and me.
Wow.
That is clairvoyance.
Okay.
Now, clairsentience is clear feeling, I guess we'll say.
Was that your throat?
That was my throat.
Sounds like there's a frog
it
in there.
It did. Okay. Clear feeling. This is where you get the goosebumps randomly. You feel something crawling on your head.
I feel that a lot.
Yeah, like the tingly, creepy, crawly feelies, and there's nothing there. Sometimes you feel like you're walking into a cobweb and there's no cobwebs there.
Okay.
This is also...
Oh my God.
It's because it's fucking eight.
Oh, that's so funny.
So this is also where you get more into the supernatural aspect of it. And if you are sitting next to somebody picking up on their energy and they're sick, you're going to start to feel sick.
Okay.
If somebody is pregnant, you're going to start to feel phantom kicks or whatever it is.
And that's also known as being an empath, right? Feeling? Or is that different?
That is a little bit different.
Okay, we'll get into that later.
It is all correlated with each other. They all go with each other. But clairsentience essentially is you feeling somebody else's pain.
Okay.
Now, claircognizance is clear knowing. And this is...
Oh, I have that one.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
This is the hardest one to have.
Oh.
Because understanding it is hard.
Okay.
Because it does sound like your own voice. It does feel like it is you. And that is because it is you. It's just you are so connected that you don't understand that everything that's happening to you is actually from source.
And that's something we were talking about earlier where I'm like, aren't those just my thoughts? And we'll dig into that when we get into that layer, but okay.
Now, the next one is going to be clairempathy. And this is not just being an empath. This is like the supernatural version of that. So not just feeling people's emotions, not just picking up on those.
Okay.
This is actually you taking them on as if it was your own and not knowing essentially where this is coming from.
Okay.
So in my readings, I'll say I am picking up on somebody's it's almost like telepathy.
Okay.
So I'm picking up on somebody's thoughts and feelings and all of that so I can gauge how they're going to respond to something. So I know if I need to be sensitive to something or not.
Okay.
Now.
Oh my God.
I'm so over it.
That was the last one.
Now, then there is like clairalliance and or clairsentient or not sentient, clairsense, clairalliance, same thing. That is just a clear smell. This one is really cool. This one goes for a lot of the evidential mediums. So if they're like picking up on a smell that's not really around, like a pack of like somebody is like smoking or whatever, and or they smoked and when they were alive, you're picking up on that smell and you smell cigarettes.
So that's what happened to my mom a lot after my brother passed. Mm-hmm. She'd be out in the garden and smell cigarette smoke or his cologne.
Okay. Yeah, that's been happening a lot to me lately. Like I go outside of my house and I smell my husband's cologne. And I'm like...
So what does that necessarily mean?
If it is a person that is deceased... It is them just saying, hi, this is how I'm communicating with you. I'm here. If it is somebody like my husband who is alive, it is them thinking about you.
Oh, okay.
And that's also where chords come into play as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we also have clairgustus. That is clear taste where you just get random
like taste. Heavy metal taste.
Like you okay. get like the taste of blood in your mouth. Yeah. That used to happen to me a lot starting okay. out in my mediumship. Career, I guess we'll say.
And how does someone, I mean, there's, I have so many questions, but how do you know what that necessarily means for those different tastes?
You don't. Okay. You just okay. have to, you taste it and then you just sit with it for a second
and see what comes through.
And see what comes through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have clairtangency. And clairtangency is like clear touching, I guess we'll say. So that is where you get physically touched, okay? And also where if it is somebody who is alive, they bump into something, get a bruise, and you're very close to this person, there's a cord there, you're going to get that bruise, things like that. Now, if it is somebody who is in spirit, it is you will feel them grabbing you. And that's where the horror movies come yeah. into play.
Yeah.
That's the scary shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just have to say, wasn't there... a new movie coming out recently, or has it came out yet? I know you had sent it to me. You're like, we have to go see this. And I was like, what the fuck?
The tarot
one. I was like, this is why people give what we do a bad name. No.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my, did that movie ever come out?
I have no idea, but okay. I still want to see it. It looks so cool.
It'd be fun to see, but Jesus. I'm like, this is not a good message.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any other clairs, or were those it?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. And now, we're all psychic. We all have right. psychic abilities. However, some of us have stronger ones than others. And some of us may not even have some of them.
We okay. all have at least one.
Okay.
It's just learning which one that is.
Okay.
And then there's people that have all of them.
Like you.
Like me.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's just learning how to work with them, learning which one's your strongest. And that's where I work with my spirit guides if I want to start working on, oh, we didn't do clairaudience.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Yeah, because yep. I was going to say, when I want to start working on like my clairaudience, I say, hey, can we like shut everything down and work on that?
Okay. And what is clairaudience?
Clairaudience is clear hearing.
Okay.
And so that, I guess it's different for a lot of people. I like to say the claircognizance is like your own voice in your head, but there are mediums out there that say, no, it's when you hear your voice in your head and it's just like a thought or whatever, that could be clairaudience. That's fine that mm-hmm. they can think that doesn't, there's no right or wrong yeah. way to do that. But for me, clairaudience is when I'm hearing somebody else's voice in my head or outside of my head.
Okay.
So I will hear like a whisper. Mm. Or that's, again, where the scary stuff comes into play. Yeah. But it's my favorite one. I like the scary stuff.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so for example, I have been practicing with my psychic abilities lately. And recently, I went and got Reiki certified. And I was doing a practice session on Maxwell last week. And intuitively, I just felt drawn to place a crystal on each of his chakras. And in my head, I was... hearing or thinking throat. And so I removed all the crystals, and the crystal on his throat was the hottest. So I took the rose quartz that was on his heart and put it on his throat. And then in my head, I'm just explaining it as I'm, mm-hmm. I kept telling myself, tell him he needs to like drive and sing really loud or scream. And so I said that to him, and he goes, oh, wow, I've actually been doing that a lot lately. So to me, that was just me thinking things and telling him my thoughts. But would that be?
That is definitely claircognizance.
Okay. So inner knowing.
Inner knowing.
Just knowing mm-hmm. what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. To anybody out there, we're thinking these are just, those right. are gifts.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the difference between your own thoughts and this is it's so in the moment.
Yeah.
And it's just like a droplet of information. And okay. then it's gone.
And that's why it's so important to slow down and be in silence, because that's when the messages come through.
Right.
And probably why I'm later on my journey, because I have been so fast paced and I've really learned to slow down and more starting to come through. Okay. So what is your strongest clair? You have them all, but...
Probably clair empathy.
Okay. And that one's just feeling, right? Or
that is taking somebody's emotions and making them my own.
Okay. And how do you know they're someone else's?
It's very hard.
Okay.
Very hard. And when starting out, I did not. And I was diagnosed bipolar because of it, because I was picking up on everybody's emotions and I was just so fast with my emotions
all over the
and
place.
It wasn't yeah. my emotions. And so the second that I realized that, I went into training for it. And I know the difference now, because my emotions are never fast. It's a buildup.
Mm-hmm. Me too. We're very similar.
Exactly. Yeah. And so when I have just a quick emotion, I know that's not mine. I know that's somebody else. And so then I'll start speaking up about it. And then they'll be in tears and they'll be in whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, are you meant to, because you're picking up on somebody else, are you meant to go to them and work with them? Or are you what does that mean?
Most of the time it's because people need validation.
Okay.
And they just need to hear that I see you.
Okay.
I hear you. I understand your pain and I'm sorry you're going through this.
Okay. Gotcha. So what is the difference between being psychic and being a medium?
So there are different levels to this. So everybody is psychic.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's a psychic medium. And not everybody's a medium, right? So not everybody can see or talk to dead people.
Okay.
But whoever can talk to dead people is also a psychic. Okay. And then we have empaths who feel people's emotions and take that on, right?
Okay.
And those are always going to be mediums and psychics as well.
Okay.
So, got it. Yeah, but a medium can also not be an empath at the same time.
So what would you say for people out there who, because you've been through this whole journey of developing your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give people out there, like in what ways to look for?
Your dreams.
Dreams. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dreams is another huge topic yeah. that people are always trying to understand their mm-hmm. dreams. And can you tell us more about dreams?
There's two different kinds of dreams. There is physical dreams where your subconscious is trying to work itself out. And that's where we have the crazy feelings of dreams and we wake up angry and, oh, you cheated on me in my dream. And
oh, I've been there.
All that crazy stuff. Yeah. And then there's the astral dreams where you're actually traveling to different things and helping other souls and entities do work in your sleep. And you wake up tired because you've been working all night. So if you feel like you haven't gotten sleep, it's because you actually haven't been sleeping.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because for a period of time now, I have been waking up, even when I put myself to bed early, I'm waking up so tired. And then I came across this post saying, hey, if you're waking up tired, it's because you're going in overdrive in your sleep.
Yeah, because you're doing too much work in your sleep.
How do you not do that?
You don't have control over that.
Oh, you're fucked.
Pretty much. You don't have control okay. over that. And then there's things like prophetic dreams, which mm-hmm. are scary. And that's where people have the dreams of apocalyptic zombies taking over, wildfires, all over the place.
Oh, I've never had any dreams like that.
Really?
Goodness.
Oh, God,
no.
I have them all the time.
I've had sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. That's the closest thing I've gotten to shit being scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had a dream where I was living in California, and all of California burned down, and I was going in and trying to save people, get them out of the fires. And then I think it was like a month later, a whole town called Paradise completely burned down to the ground. The entire town. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so another thing with dreams that I just learned this morning, because I had a lot of us like forget our dreams when mm-hmm. we wake up. But this morning I woke up and I remembered my dream so vividly. And I text Alex and I told her, I'm like, I just don't understand, because I had written a letter to an ex-boyfriend and it was super windy out and it got lost in the wind and I was just chasing it the whole dream, trying to catch it, and I couldn't get it. And then I woke up and I was so confused, because I'm always trying to make sense of my dreams. And I said, I feel like I've healed from that. I've done all the work. And she had said that was me doing more releasing in my dream, correct? And I didn't know that you could be doing that, because I'm like, I've already done all the work to release it. I don't have any feelings towards it or any attachments to it. But deep down, obviously, there was something that still needed to be
It's all stuck in our subconscious.
Yeah.
Our subconscious is a pit of useless garbage and useful garbage.
Yes. So there are things, even though we've done the work and done the healing, like cords that need to be cut, or we're still energetically tied to certain people, situations, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's why I highly recommend reaching out to someone who can help coach you or mentor you. Like, I'm surrounded by amazing medium psychics. I'm obsessed with it because I just want to learn and be better. Yeah. And I've learned so much. And that's why I'm always texting you these things and whatnot, because I'm trying to understand them. Okay. So let's talk about the testing experiment that you actually taught me a while back, finding your yes and your no. So for instance, for me, closing my eyes and asking my body to show me yes, my body would sway. Whereas if I say, show me no, I would get really cold, or like nothing would come through. How do you recommend for people to find their yes and no? Just doing that?
Yeah. The easiest way is going to just be stand up. Make sure your feet are both like pointed outward and next to each other, like they're together. Close your eyes. Ask a question. Say, show me a yes. And for me, it is I sway forward, and my no is I sway backwards.
Okay. And it's so different for everybody, but I definitely recommend everybody try this. Learn what your yes and your no is, and you can use it for so many things.
Yeah.
Please. Should I wear this red dress tonight? Yes or no, you know? So that's one thing. Also, a couple other things, spending time in nature, just anything, meditating, quieting your mind to get those answers to come through, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one, too, where I had read an article that said, grab an apple and place it in your hands. And this goes back to the yes or no. You know this is an apple. So this is an apple and your body's going to sway, yes. And then say you say this is an orange. When it's an apple, it's going to show you no, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's different ways. And there's also muscle testing. I don't know how to explain this one. But definitely just look it up. I have shown so many people how to do this, and they're just mind blown. You can grab a bottle of pills and hold it out and place your hand on it, or have somebody else assist you. And your body, literally, no matter how tight you hold it, your arm will sway up or down, saying if this is good for you or bad for you.
Yeah, your body knows. And this is, again, this is all about the subconscious knowing. This is literally, your body knows all. You know all. You are everything.
Yes. What other ways can people?
There is another way where I take my thumb and my pointer finger and I start just rubbing them together and asking myself a question. And if my yes, I get a little bit of anxiety, my fingers will get sticky and they'll stop moving. If it's a no, they'll just keep going. And it could be the opposite for you. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But just testing those things out.
Okay. You know? Another question I have, and I ask Alex questions all the time. I'm always blowing her up because I'm just so eager to know. But for instance, like, you know, you see the mediums in front of crowds and random things. And I've seen you do that too, where we'll be at an event and you're like, oh my gosh, this is coming through. And then that person ends up finding you and you're like, that's why I was picking up on this. That's why I was feeling this. So for instance, is it something that just like only comes through like that? Or right now, could we sit here and channel and there's a message that's meant to reach somebody who's listening that's going to reach out to you? Okay, can we do that?
Yeah, give me a second. Okay. I'm just going to connect really quick. So instantly I'm getting a C name, like Caroline, Christine, Christina, something like that. Now this could be the person or this could be the deceased person, doesn't really matter. But this is, and this is the things that I also don't like about spirit sometimes, because they give general messages and then I feel like, ugh, that's so general, but like, but it is, you know, you are strong, like go through with it. And this, I think this is like a divorce. That's, okay. Okay. So if you're going through a divorce, you know, I'm here for you.
And your name starts with a C.
It starts with a C.
This message is for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. I'm trying to think of the questions that people ask when they come in. So if somebody wants to channel somebody who's passed, for instance, okay, me. Mm-hmm. After I lost my brother, I connected with him a lot. And I feel like I don't as much anymore because I don't necessarily need to. Right. However, if I wanted to, would I come to you like right now and say, can you channel him to see if he wants to come through?
Yeah.
And then he could say no, or how does that work? What do
if
you get?
There's an important message and they are not enabling behavior, they are not causing harm in any way, like making you sad, making you whatever it is, then they can come through whenever.
Okay. So can we see if he wants to come through?
Yeah.
Okay. Something wants to come through. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Dude, see, this is, okay. Wow. So frogs. Yeah. Frogs are, oh, my, I got chills. Okay. Frogs are my thing with my brother. Whew, my whole body is just buzzing right now. See how I just figured that out? So after my brother passed, the very first sign he ever left me, of course, leave it to him, like to leave me just the coolest, raddest shit, but he left me this metallic frog. I shit you not, I have pictures of it. It looks like it came from the fucking Amazon, right? I had just gotten home, got out of my truck, and nothing was there. And I walked in the house and I was like, no, I just need to go for a drive. I was thinking about him. And I walk back out and I'm like, what the hell? It was a beautiful sunny day and this neon, just beautiful frog. And it was dead. It was dead. So I'm like, it couldn't, like, it wasn't there when I got out of my truck. And that is, ever since that moment, frogs are my thing with my brother. And this whole time,
I've got frogs in my throat.
Yeah, I've been saying that.
Like, and like, and wait a minute, as he's, we go to channel.
He's been here the whole time. Whoa.
See, it's little things like that. Even I don't realize he's here sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's so,
so
crazy.
So since we already know he's here, and obviously we feel it because my whole body, right when I, when I had that aha moment, what message does he want to say?
Oh, I got dizzy. He's like close.
I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. So normally when I get dizzy, it's because spirit is like in my bubble, but I'm allowing it to happen. So I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Oh God. He's like, girl, stop. Just stop with them. You know them. It's, he's, it's just like, a, it's not worth it. You're so much better. Just, it's literally like, girl, just stop.
Thanks, Steven. Yeah.
And then my throat just did it again.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. I mean, that makes... Mm-hmm. I know what that means.
Yeah.
Wow. That, see, it's little things like that where that's so cool to just experience that in this moment. Mm-hmm. I love those aha moments.
Yeah.
Whoa. See, this shit still blows my mind.
Right?
You know? Like, mm-hmm.
I would have never put those together.
Yeah.
But you did. Yes. And that's the thing is, with mediums, we don't understand what we're...
Because you don't know the relation, the meaning.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to resonate with us. And that's where I also get in my head all the time. And I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Mm. Like, I had a reading with one of my clients and I kept seeing freaking corn. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? And I'm like, you know, and I wasn't going to say anything because it was so stupid.
But
and
you then, have to.
And then I did. And it literally was the whole purpose
yes.
of the thing, because she's supposed to be working with plants and like all of this stuff and corn, like plant, you know, all of this crazy shit with all the corn and plants and blah blah blah, whatever. But yeah, it was literally the entire purpose of the whole thing, and I was not gonna say something because I was like, this is fucking stupid, I'm not gonna say it.
And I'm so glad you said that, because I did read an article on three ways you're blocking your psychic abilities, mm-hmm. and imposter syndrome was one of them.
Yeah.
Saying doubting yourself or thinking this sounds, you are the vessel channeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not coming up with this stuff, like you're delivering the messages.
Right.
Yeah. Ah, oh, that's wild. I'm still just sitting here in awe right now because yeah. I haven't connected with him in forever because I haven't felt you that I needed need to yeah. But here he's been here the whole fucking time.
Yeah. He's just like hanging out watching.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow. Okay. What other questions? When we start doing lives, it'll mm-hmm. be nice to see the questions pop up.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of like what questions I used to ask myself or want to know, or things that people come in to Mystic and ask. And I don't know, what else do you got?
My throat.
You said Steven's in your bubble. He's in your throat.
For those of you that don't know, my husband's name is Steven also.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh god.
Too funny.
So there is a difference between the type of mediumship that I do and then like trance mediumship. And that shit is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
That is where you are taking a step back in your own body and allowing spirit to come into you.
Is that kind of like in the movie Ghost?
It's more of a possession.
Oh, but like, there are incidents like in Ghost when Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That happens. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That shit is scary.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
I used to do it, and then I had a really scary experience where I couldn't get it out, and I had to go to the hospital, mental hospital.
Is that kind of like Abraham Hicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, where they channel that yeah. those entities, and like Bashar, mm-hmm. all of that. But those are like good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one that I channeled was not.
Wow.
And, well, I mean, it was good for me, I guess, because it was like a it wanted to kill my ex.
Oh my god.
So I was like, yeah, we can't do this. So oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that pretty much, I mean, we've kind of touched on all the clairs and mm-hmm. different ways that you can tap into your abilities. I think let's let our audience listen to this episode. Okay. And reach out to us. Ask us questions. What do you want to know? Like, we're here right. to deliver information that you guys want to know. And Alex has a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience with this. So we want to hear from you and want to know what your questions are. And Alex is offering a special discount.
Mm-hmm. So for my coaching program, for those of you who want to explore more about your gifts, your abilities, and learn, you know, how to embrace this, I have my spiritual coaching / therapy program, and that is going to be 50% off to all new clients.
Yes. And again, she does have many other services if you are trying to connect with a past loved one or want a tarot reading. She does Zoom. It does not have to be in person. Right. You can be in any other state. And I highly recommend, if you have never experienced any of these sessions, never had an experience, do it. Like, this is how I started Mystic Movement. It took one time and I just was like, holy shit, it's incredible. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, just who I've became as a person is just mind-blowing to me. I think about that all the time. Like, whoa, yeah. Tasha a year ago, Tasha 6 months ago, I'm constantly right. evolving. And mm-hmm. when you are healing and raising your vibration and doing this type of work, the people around you are too, and you're healing your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors. And it just, mm-hmm. the more you invest in yourself, the better for the collective.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for coming on. I know we have many other topics that we're going to be doing episodes on, and we definitely want to hear what topics you want us to talk about. So until then, yeah, we'll see you all soon.
Yep. Adios.